Hello? Yes? Megadodo Publications, home of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the most totally remarkable book in the whole of the known universe. Can I help you?
Said the large, pink-winged insect into one of the 70 phones lined up along the vast chrome expanse of the reception desk in the foyer of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy offices. It fluttered its wings and rolled its eyes. It glared at all the grubby people cluttering up the foyer, soiling the carpets and leaving dirty handmarks on the upholstery. It adored working for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It just wished there was some way of keeping all the hitchhikers away. Weren't they meant to be hanging around dirty spaceports or something? It was certain that it had read something somewhere in the book about the importance of hanging round dirty spaceports. Unfortunately, most of them seemed to come and hang around in this nice, clean, shiny foyer immediately after hanging around in extremely dirty spaceports. And all they ever did was complain. It shivered its wings.
What?
It said into the phone.
Yes, I passed on your message to Mr. Zarniwoop, but I'm afraid he's too cool to see you right now. He's on an intergalactic cruise.
It waved a petulant tentacle at one of the grubby people who was angrily trying to engage its attention. The petulant tentacle directed the angry person to look at the notice on the wall to its left and not to interrupt an important phone call.
Yes, said the insect. He is in his office, but he's on an intergalactic cruise. Thank you so much for calling.
It slammed down the phone.
Read the notice,
it said to the angry man who was trying to complain about one of the more ludicrous and dangerous pieces of misinformation contained in the book. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is an indispensable companion to all those who are keen to make sense of life in an infinitely complex and confusing universe, for though it cannot hope to be useful or informative on all matters, it does at least make the reassuring claim that where it is inaccurate, it is at least definitively inaccurate. In cases of major discrepancy, it's always reality that's got it wrong. This was the gist of the notice. It said, "The guide is definitive. Reality is frequently inaccurate." This has led to some interesting consequences. For instance, when the editors of the guide were sued by the families of those who had died as a result of taking the entry on the planet Tral literally, it said ravenous bug blatter beasts often make a very good meal for visiting tourists instead of ravenous bug blatter beasts often make a very good meal of visiting tourists, they claimed that the first version of the sentence was the more aesthetically pleasing, summoned a qualified poet to testify under oath that beauty was truth, truth beauty, and hoped thereby to prove that the guilty party in this case was life itself for failing to be either beautiful or true. The judges concurred, and in a moving speech held that life itself was in contempt of court, and duly confiscated it from all those there present before going off to enjoy a pleasant evening's ultra-golf. Zaphod Beeblebrox entered the foyer. He strode up to the insect receptionist.
"Okay," he said. "Where's Zarniwoop? Get me Zarniwoop!"
"Excuse me, sir?"
said the insect icily. It did not care to be addressed in this manner.
"Zarniwoop! Get him, right? Get him now!"
"Well, sir," snapped the fragile little creature, "if you could be a little cool about it."
"Look," said Zaphod. "I'm up to here with cool, okay? I am so amazingly cool, you could keep a sight of meat in me for a month. I am so hip, I have difficulty seeing over my pelvis. Now will you move before I blow it?"
"Well, if you'd let me explain, sir,"
said the insect, tapping the most petulant of all the tentacles at its disposal.
"I'm afraid that isn't possible right now, as Mr. Zarniwoop is on an intergalactic cruise."
"Hell," thought Zaphod.
"When's he going to be back?"
he said.
"Back,
sir? He's in his office."
Zaphod paused whilst he tried to sort this particular thought out in his mind. He didn't succeed.
"This cat's on an intergalactic cruise in his office?"
He leaned forward and gripped the tapping tentacle.
"Listen, Three Eyes," he said. "Don't you try to outweird me. I get stranger things than you free with my breakfast cereal."
"Well, just who do you think you are, honey?"
flounced the insect, quivering its wings in rage.
"Zaphod Beeblebrox or something?"
"Count the heads," said Zaphod in a low rasp.
The insect blinked at him. It blinked at him again.
"You are Zaphod Beeblebrox,"
it squeaked.
Yeah, said Zaphod. But don't shout it out or they'll all want one.
The Zaphod Beeblebrox?
No, just a Zaphod Beeblebrox. Didn't you hear I come in six packs?
The insect rattled its tentacles together in agitation.
But, sir, it squealed, I just heard on the sub-ether radio report it said you were dead.
Yeah, that's right, said Zaphod. I just haven't stopped moving yet. Now, where do I find Zarny Whoop?
Well, sir, his office is on the 15th floor, but...
But he's on an intergalactic cruise, yeah, yeah. How do I get to him?
The newly installed Sirius Cybernetics Corporation Happy Vertical People Transporters are in the far corner, sir. But, sir...
Zaphod was turning to go. He turned back.
Yeah,
he said.
Can I ask you why you want to see Mr. Zarny Whoop?
Yeah, said Zaphod, who was unclear on this point himself. I told myself I had to.
Come again, sir?
Zaphod leaned forward conspiratorially. I just materialized out of thin air in one of your cafes, he said, as a result of an argument with the ghost of my great-grandfather. No sooner had I got there than my former self, the one that operated on my brain, popped into my head and said, go see Zarny Whoop. I've never heard of the cat. That is all I know. That and the fact that I've got to find the man who rules the universe. He winked.
Mr. Beeblebrox, sir,
said the insect in awed wonder.
You're so weird. You should be in movies.
Yeah, said Zaphod, patting the thing on a glittering pink wing. And you, baby, should be in real life.